This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The words fare hike will make just about anyone who frequently uses public transportation shudder. The MBTA hasn't raised fares since 2007, but is now proposing an increase of up to 43% to help deal with a $160 million budget deficit. The State Department of Transportation released the first details of the proposed hike today, and State Transportation Secretary Richard Davey joins us now to talk about it. Richard, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having me, Sasha. Appreciate it.
Richard, the T has said that it will be holding more than 20 public meetings over the next several months about these proposed hikes. But given the budget reality at the T, is there really anything the public could say that would persuade the T not to raise fares?
Well, certainly there are many things the public could say that could calibrate how high we're raising fares or what services we're cutting. I mean, we've definitely said, and having spent some time running the team myself, you know, we don't have all the answers, and some of the best ideas I got when I was general manager were from our customers. But to your point, I think it would be almost inconceivable for there not to be some kind of fare increase this year.
And what has been proposed as of July 1, if I understand this correctly, is that for Charlie card holders, bus rides that are now $1.25 could go up to $1.75. Subway rides that are now $1.70 could go up to $2.40. Besides just costing more come July, how else might riding the T be different than it is now? For example, will there be longer waits for trains or buses?
Well, we're trying to hold the line on service, particularly on subway, so we do not have any proposed cuts for subway service during rush hour, for example, or commuter rail. But we are looking at some underutilized service. We have some suburban bus carriers that are not well utilized. Under both scenarios, Sasha, we are proposing to eliminate the ferry service that we run.
Totally eliminated.
It's very underutilized right now. The cost per passenger is quite high, and there are redundant services in place in most instances. So, for example, if you take the ferry from Hingham, you could still use the Greenbush line, commuter rail line. There's obviously opportunities to get the airport on the Silver or Blue lines, for example, as opposed to the ferry.
What about commuter rail impact?
Well, commuter rail, we're looking at complete elimination of weekend service and cutting back service at 10 p.m. Right now, we run service in some instances till almost midnight.
That seems like it would have quite a bit of impact for people who live in outlying areas and rely on those to get into the city.
I completely understand. If you're one of those customers who relies on the T or relies on commuter rail after 10 o'clock headed out to Worcester or Fitchburg, this proposal is aimed at cutting that, and that's going to be, you know, a significant burden.
The T has had quite an increase in ridership lately, attributed in part by the T to a slowly improving economy. Do you have any concern that if you do cut service, you could end up harming a fragile economic recovery?
I'm not sure we would harm an economic recovery, because it's not as if the T is driving that. I mean, the T is, I think, a beneficiary of an improving economy. I think, unfortunately, people, some folks, some customers will have different options that they'll have to exercise, driving to the extent that they can, potentially altering work schedules.
When you talk about people having to do things like drive, I mean, you're basically talking about potentially putting more people on the road. In so many ways, public transportation is what makes a city like Boston more livable.
Sure.
Do you worry that we make the city less livable when we cut back on service?
Sure, I do. I mean, it's just the bottom line. There are going to be more cars on the road, and thus our greenhouse gas emissions will increase. So certainly in many ways, both scenarios, you know, pose, I think, some unwitting challenges for us, but that's one.
Richard, a lot of the T's budget goes to paying off debt, and that amount rises with interest. Is it possible that because of that, we will be back at the table talking about the same thing in just a year or two, the need for more fare hikes and service reductions?
I can almost guarantee it. You know, the MBTA's debt service this year alone, $452 million, will be spent on interest or principal. That's paying for things we've already bought or built. And to give you a sense of how much revenue we bring in, this year we're expected to bring in $450 million from the fare box. So basically every dollar we take in from our customer goes to pay off the credit card.
Richard Davey is the Secretary of the Massachusetts Department of Transportation. Richard, thanks for talking with WBUR.
Thank you.
Davey acknowledges that these proposals would basically be only a one-year fix, and that ultimately fare hikes and service reductions alone won't be enough to solve the T's budget problems. He also says the T expects to lose between 9% and 17% of its riders as a result of increased fares and reduced service.